Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of the Middle East. Islamic leaders are calling for Jews to be killed in Israel and the United States. That's the headline. Ken Timmerman will join me in a moment at this broadcast table with more details on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Tayyip Erdogan, who is the, of course, president of Turkey, calling for the Organization of Islamic Countries to put together an army of Islam and to attack the Jewish state. He's getting very active in his disgust with Israel and their presence in the Middle East.
Okay, he has been for quite some time. Remember, he was behind the so-called Gaza flotilla that went and violently encountered the Israeli Defense Forces off the coast of Gaza. Erdogan is trying to pitch himself as the next caliph. He wants to revive the Islamic Caliphate. He is trying to convince other leaders of other Muslim countries that Turkey should be in the forefront. And this particular call issued earlier this week was absolutely astonishing. Erdogan's allies are calling on the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, which is the organization that regroups the 57 Islamic nations around the world, to form a joint Islamic army to fight Israel. I mean, that is astonishing. Erdogan, Turkey are supposed to be NATO allies, but this is a call to war. This is not, you know, criticizing Israel for something that might have happened. This is a call to war, a military jihad, a jihad against Israel. This is not something that the U.S. or any of our allies should sit back and just listen to or dismiss as some idle blathering.
What about here in the United States? I understand Muslims are calling for murder. What do you know about that?
Well, this has been going on for some time, but more recently, just over the past couple of months, Jimmy, you have imams at mosques in North Carolina, New Jersey, and Texas calling for their faithful to murder Jews. And they cite the famous hadith that says at the last hour, there's a tree that's speaking to the Muslim. They say, Ya Muslimin, there's a Jew hiding behind me. Go and kill him. Reference to the Islamic eschatology. Every Muslim anywhere in the world knows that it is a call to murder Jews. The fact that this is happening in the United States, I hope that's going to change as Jeff Sessions, the Attorney General, finally gets his people into place. They really need to prosecute imams like this. This is a call to anti-Semitic violence.
Ken Timmerman with the details behind the call for Muslims to kill Jews in Israel and in the United States. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Islamic Jihad is a doctrine of the Islamic faith. Bible prophecy revealed through ancient Jewish prophets that this would be the case, killing every Jew on earth, the command from the Islamic faith. The prophets revealing that information, Daniel, Ezekiel, and John the Apostle. The Islamic world is now ready to fulfill these prophecies. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...